During the Great Depression, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted the Federal Writers Project, which, among other tasks, sent unemployed writers to work, compiling material for a series of states' guides. That enormous federally funded research project is apparently still paying off. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of a newly published collection of interviews called Women's Tales from the New Mexico WPA.
The Hispanic women who Lou Sage Batchin and Annette Hesh Thorpe interviewed during the Great Depression called them La Diabla a Pie. That's a bilingual pun which literally translates as the devil on foot, but which also refers to the agency that sent the two white women, the WPA. During the 1930s, Franklin Roosevelt's Works Projects Administration hired hundreds of writers to work on a series of states' guides. Their job was to gather and write up bits of folklore and other anthropological material to add to the local color of the books. Batchin and Thorpe worked on the WPA Guide to New Mexico, setting out sometimes with interpreters by car. The two women traveled separately to remote villages to collect stories, cuentos, from the elderly Hispanic women who were the caretakers of their community's pasts. Batchin and Thorpe were older women themselves, so maybe they struck up some kind of transcultural sisterly rapport with their subjects. Then again, that appellation, the devil on foot, indicates the WPA workers were viewed with some cynicism. After all, they were outsiders, harbingers of the end of the isolation that had long kept these little New Mexican towns culturally intact. Batchin and Thorpe filed hundreds of pages of interviews in the late 1930s and early 40s. Until recently, those pages sat moldering in manila envelopes in the New Mexico History Library in Santa Fe. Then, a few years ago, another pair of nosy women, Tay Diana Rebolledo and Maria Teresa Marquez, both academics, began sifting through the interviews. The result is a collection called Women's Tales from the New Mexico WPA. These tales aren't elegant in any literary sense. After all, they're translated transcriptions of oral recollections. But read in their entirety, their effect is profound. The stories provide a soft focus look at a rough way of life, where women's work was unremitting, where even parties and funerals were the occasions for heavy labor, like making molasses or gutting a pig, and where having a brightly colored tilma or cloth in your home was a big deal, because that typical two-room shack, as Lou Sage Batchin reports, would otherwise have so little in it that was not purely essential. No wonder most elegies about the vanished frontier have been written by men. The women folk were probably too busy, as the women interviewed here were, mixing mud and straw to plaster walls, cooking meals in a fireplace, planting onions and tobacco, sewing, scrubbing clothes, and birthing babies. Apart from the accounts of domestic life, many of the old wives' tales that Batchin and Thorpe gathered seem to have been designed to keep adolescent girls in line. Annette Hesh Thorpe set down a popular cautionary tale called Satan and the Girl, told to her in 1941 by a woman in her late 70s named Juliana Martinez. In it, a young girl slips out of her house one night to go walking with her sweetheart. No sooner are they alone than the boy reveals he's really Satan. Chains begin to rattle and fireballs appear. Here's how the tale ends. The girl fainted, and when she revived, found herself on a great mesa, so far from home that it took her 4 days to walk back. After that, she was ill for more than a year. She was shunned by all the village people, and no young man would marry her. After her grandmother died, she lived alone for the rest of her life. That tale's message of don't talk to boys couldn't be clearer. Editors Rebolledo and Marquez remark, however, that other fanciful yarns collected here seem to be slyly resistant. Certainly the many stories about curanderas, doctors who were always middle-aged or old women, and brujas, or witches, celebrate female power, sometimes purchased at the cost of a woman's soul. Reading this volume of Women's Tales from the New Mexico WPA, I couldn't help but marvel. not only at the everyday details of an extinct world, but also at an extinct political impulse that would subsidize a federal program just to gather ordinary people's stories. Stories that, like those homespun tilmas, have always been essential to people's lives.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Women's Tales from the New Mexico WPA, published by Art Publico Press.